So, translation. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth with its hills and seas appeared to tilt. Stamba shveda pulakashru kampa vaibhanya nana bhave vibhashta garba harsha daina. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful, transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Achara khaya pare bhume gari jai Subarna parva jayche bhume te lotai. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu dui hat prasharya Prabhu re dharite chahe Asha pasha dhaya. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Prabhu pache bhule achaja kariya hunka Haribol, bale barba. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, Haribol, Haribol, again and again. So we came across a Prabhupada. And like I said, the etiquette is to comment on a verse that the previous Acharyas have commented on. This is a description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, that like a alata chakra, means moving in a circle so fast it appeared like fire, a circle of fire. And it's stated here that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on the ground, that the earth with all its oceans and hills would tilt, would shake. So that might appear to be an exaggeration, that devotees, they might discuss whether it is real or whether it is not real, that the earth actually, the whole earth shook when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down. Is it simply a literary device, or was it actually a fact that the whole earth shook? That means it may have appeared that there were earthquakes all over the world, and it's talking about Shashaga, along with the ocean. So in the oceans there may have been tidal waves rushing inland. It would appear from this description. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are always benign. It is not that it will cause any destruction except to the material desires of the conditioned living entities. So that is a benediction. Of course, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything is possible. And his pastimes are certainly all transcendental and wonderful. When we hear about Krishna lifting up a hill for 7 days, we may doubt and we may think, well, this is just some kind of excessive description. But it's not at all excessive. If we actually accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then certainly for him to hold up a hill for 7 days in his childhood is possible, because for him this is all lila. It's play. If we accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which we're supposed to have come to the understanding of by reading the first 9 cantos of Bhagavatam, actually 10th canto is
meant for those who go through all the previous cantos. So it should be clear that for Krishna, lifting a hill, although it may seem to be a very great thing to do, we can't imagine any person in the world doing so at the present time. We have the Olympic Games, and there must have been the weightlifting champion. But whatever weight he lifted was nothing in comparison to the weight of Govardhan Hill. And they have to pick it up and then they hold it briefly and drop it. And using all their strength, two hands. But Krishna, just playfully holding on the tip of the finger of his left hand, he held up a great weight for 7 days. So we may think this is not possible because no one can lift up a huge hill. But then if we accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then for him to hold up a hill is nothing very spectacular, because by his energy he holds all the planets in orbit. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishvashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinna tad brahma nishkalam ananta vashesha bhuta govinda vadi purushantama hanuchaya. There are so many planets within the universe, and they all have their own individual characteristic, but they all come into being and exist due to the influence, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we actually accept that Krishna is God, then for him to lift a small hill is nothing. But from the point of view of the Rajavasis, or ordinary human beings, it's something extraordinary. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if upon his crashing to the ground, the whole earth shakes, you shouldn't think it unusual. Because the whole universe is within his body. Simultaneously, he's within the universe and the universe is within him. Not possible to understand by any material logic. But then Krishna is not understandable by material logic. If we are to accept that there is God, then we shouldn't think that he is limited. If he's limited, then he's not God. So for him to hold up a hill for 7 days, you may think impossible. Certainly it's impossible for us, but it's very easy for him. That's the difference between us and him. What is impossible for him is what is impossible for us is very easy for him. And if God wasn't able to do the impossible, then he wouldn't be God. If he didn't have extraordinary pastimes, then what would be the meaning to him being God? If he was just maybe 10 times stronger than the world heavyweight champion, and what is the meaning to be him being God? He has unlimited more opulence, aishwaryasya, samagrasya, viryasya, yashasya, sriya, gyana vairagya yoschaiva shannam bhagya itingana. He has unlimited opulence. He has unlimited strength. He has unlimited fame. He has unlimited beauty. He has unlimited knowledge. And unlimited renunciation. Unlimited. So actually he's lifting Govardhan Hill. That's just play for him. We may think it's a very great thing, but for him it's something very ordinary. After lifting the Govardhan Hill, before doing so, Krishna was thinking that this Indra has attacked Vrindavan, So should I respond and attack him? Then he thought, no, why should I bother? Indra is so insignificant. Why should I bother punishing him? So Indra is very significant. Just like you can send these Sangvartaka clouds which devastated Vrindavan, caused tremendous trouble. Of course, that was all dried up by Krishna after Indra stopped throwing down the rain. Then Krishna arranged for the sun to very quickly dry up everything. But we can imagine Indra must have seemed very powerful. He was sending forth the Sangvartaka clouds, which are sufficient to inundate the entire universe. These clouds, they don't usually rain until it's time for the universal destruction. And Indra sent those clouds to Vrindavan. So he must have seemed very significant. Just like in Iraq, I'm sure the people don't like George Bush, but they certainly can't think that he's insignificant. Because under his order, Iraq, fighting is going on, and the Americans have far more sophisticated weapons. So they don't think he's insignificant, because he's so powerful. By George Bush's order, the American soldiers, and with all their weapons, are attacking and fighting in Iraq. So Indra is millions of times more powerful than George Bush. So, but Krishna thinks, oh, it's Indra. Why should I bother fighting with him? He's just insignificant. So just to thwart his purpose and to give pleasure to his devotees and to enjoy himself, he's the supreme enjoyer. He lifted Govardhan there. And then afterwards Indra came and prayed to him. Oh, okay. All right, be a good boy. How wonderful is Krishna. How wonderful is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How wonderful is Prabhupada to have given all of this to us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question? It would be very nice if you all studied these important books like Sri Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. Very important. The verses I was quoting today are very important for us to understand for our spiritual advancement. And also, these Vaishnava songs, of course it's very nice to sing, but it's not just nice, but there's a lot of important instruction in there also. Just like I gave the translation of this, Oh Hey Vaishnav Thakur. So you'll find it's packed with instruction. So please try to learn these kirtans and learn these important shlokas from the Nectar of Devotion. Learn the meaning and apply it in our lives. All these are very, very helpful and practically essential for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. So, Hare Krishna. Anyone? Any questions now? Nothing? Seems like it's almost time for prasadam. Well,